Beginning on daf mesach is getting off line alpha beginning with basic test math beginning with the gemara the kidem shel moitz chag shel tkufa one of the three times that you have to check the wine is when the eastern wind is blowing right after the yom tov sukkos of the tkufa with this four tkufas in the year so which tkufa we're talking about which season shel tkufas tishrei of which is going to be this now coming season of the tkufas tishrei which starts at this time and goes for the next 3 months. But if the tkufa of the summer went until now at this point, then know that eastern wind would not be harmful. Wait a second. It's not possible that tkufa's tamas would be now a matzah sukkah. Because I mean, the in the center, like we said in first picks, and then you'd give them an av. You mean mitzvah hachag but tkufa chadash? It's not exactly when, but part of the yom tov sukkah has to be in the new tkufa of Tishrei. So how could you say that it's coming to exclude Tamas? How could Tamas even be Matzachak? What you can say is Damahas and the Gemara says that tkufa labada ima abrin. That if it's only an element of the tkufa not being Tishrei yet, and it's already over sukkahs, that would not be a reason to add another month to make it that it's going to be earlier. And therefore it is possible. And it has to be with other ideas together to make it a leap year. Next Tesmat begins Gemara, but Nehazra Zerab Shas Zerab. Regarding the time period, and when you sell the grain, we said one is before the planting season, and one is during. So that's why it's one because that's all the same period. There's no separation between before you're planting and when you're planting. It's right then. What you could say is no. The b'shas zera when we're saying during the planting, it actually means who saves zera. That's actually the end of the planting season. They already planted everything they needed. When they were the lacking seeds, didn't have what they need. Then at the end, they have to go buy more. That's a second time period of selling the grain. What's the significance of these halachas when you sell it? It's for partners. So what does that mean? So Pirish Rach, Rabbein Tam, Rabbein Tam explain, it's Kihad the Omer, B'Resha Mekabal, it's like what the Gemara said, B'Mesid of Kafei Merav. Hani Betrei, these two partners, the Ovid Iskab Hadi Adadi, that they were doing a partnership, a business partnership together, but Abach, and they made money. They had got money from someone else, and these two people were doing the work. One says to the other one, let's go split up the money now. The other one says, no, let's make more money. Yeah, he could stop the guy from splitting up the partnership, because the time that they made up was not over yet. Oh, that's what it's saying. Mahashta now at Zehazman, until this period that the Gemara is saying, Yechon Lakab, one could stop the other one from splitting up. And then when it's over that season, then they sell it and they divide it. Yeshman, everything has a season, and that's what this halacha is saying, that one partner could stop the other one from dividing. He could still say, we should still do business with these monies. That's the case. That's what means. Which means to say, oh, it's not to machadishes from like chayrish, but rather from that of a cherish, like mute, like because it says, yeah, the sun was coming down. It was actually hot, not windy. Which Tosfos explains the high crow kamar. It's going this pasuk shlebala savi because gvura sarasa. It's not coming to say the might of the strength of its winds. Right? So Isatlam Biyam that is making this forest in the sea. Elahei, it rather come to testify shashtika shakal ruchas. It sounds all the other winds. And the scham oil never got warm. But says Taisim Mukamakim, the truth is Emesu Shuhuroch Chazim Ma'ayi. The truth that it actually is a very strong wind. So he says the pasuk in Shemayis, Beruch Kad Ma'azik Kalayla that by the Yamtzav was an eastern wind that was strong that's blowing all night long, and like it has a pasuk in Tehillim, Beruch Kad Shamnis Tarshish that with the eastern wind going to break the boats of Tarshish, because the Lepamim Shalcha Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'azik Kosh. Sometimes Hashem does send it to the world strong and mighty, but in this context it was actually calming everything down. Like it says now at the beginning of the Gemara. Says, I know Litzchuknahu, I don't need them. So Pesach Kodrash explains, the Rav Nachman Yitzchok, this is referring to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that the Chasne de Bein Nasi Ahava. He was the son-in-law of the Nasi, and therefore, he doesn't need any of the politicians, anyone, any of the wealthy people. So if he didn't go to their wagon. But says Perusha, according to his interpretation, Rav Nachman Stam Shabbi Gemara, comes as Rav Nachman, general that we mentioned in Gemara, who Rav Nachman Yitzchok, because the boy read the mash with something the stammer of Nachman who chasn the Beirish Kulusa. So if Nachman Yitzchok is the chasn Beirish Kulusa, must be when we mentioned Rav Nachman in general is Rav Nachman Yitzchok, because he was the son of the Beirish Kulusa. So it says in Nira that this not seem to be correct, because the Pek Mishad Ziyu in Eirin of Mem Gilom Beis Amin we say Yosef Nachman Yitzchok Achoyer the Rava, Rav Nachman Yitzchak was in behind Rabba, but also Rabba coming to Rav Nachman. See, Rav Nachman is not Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Prem pick ice pass me the over there and that because I'm basically a menoyach. When they say I'm a menoyach, oh, I'm a ogatzaya. Mashma, Rav Nachman stam, love hein Rav Nachman Yitzchak, because eventually Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Prem pick ice lech, the gemar later on the limitation base. Kabe ashkech Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Rabba Bashilas, the Bekoya, Pesach, the Beit Tfilo, and it also mentions Rav Nachman. Besides Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it's obviously not the same person. Bechem come duch, we find this many places. Ela Rebbe says, Tosis, Rav Nachman Stam, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, not Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Stam, who chaveres of sheishes, as we find that they have disputes together. Bishamim Mucha b'duch the Tuba, Rav Nachman Yaakov, who chaveres of sheishes. He was a colleague of Rav Sheishes. We got Mishash Alano, in the Maske B'shum Malkum, we don't find Rav Nachman Yaakov to be mentioned Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Ela Kishmaske, it's like a Rav Nachman, Ach Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Chizda. Because Rav Nachman Sam is Rav, you don't have to say Rav Nachman Yaakov. Only mention it when there's another Rav Nachman mentioned. Now, what does the Gemara mean over here when it says Rav Nachman Yitzchak leitzrichna lehu? I don't need them. That's because Ashaya, not because it was the son of another. Because we will see, but leitzrichna and we didn't need them. You know, he says at the beginning of the Gemara, Shadi Noshim. So Aruch Mizrach is Gama. He was going on the eastern wind. That was the wind that was blowing. Kedemuch Lusu like Zavi from the Sugya. Now, but leitzrichma Shadi. It's not because its name was Shadia. Only because it was harsh, so Karakakasu called it like that of Shadi, of like throwing. But the truth is that actually Baruch Deraimis Shma Shadi, its name was Shadia Kedama Ba'arach Be'erach Astana, where he was all trying, his words are Ladal Druch is Jeslin Shemis. All the four winds have names. Ruch Mizrach is Shusar, Ruch Marabas Uriya, Ruch Swens Astana, Ruch Deraimis Shadia. So Deraimis was called Shadia, not Mizrachis, but here it's just called Shadia simply because of its, there was strong, not because that was his name. Hanulach Kalaget, which I'll turn to you, third parak, Mesachas Gittin parak, Kalaget, with Taisis, Be'ez, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.